What's your company?
Oh, the company again is...
Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, I think you were just talking to my representative, Tara. She said that the call had cut out as she was transferring you over to me, but you had a question?
No, I was just waiting for the price she wanted to tell me.
Oh, okay. It looks like she's requested a new in business credit for you since your business is only 2 years. And she asked me to include a website in the package too. It looks like she's requesting our essential package, which is just the first page placement on Google for the 40-mile radius and the 15 keywords. And then that site, it'd be $199 on a month-to-month basis for this particular package. And this isn't Google Ads or Google Guarantee. It's the places guys next to the map. So you don't have any other charges throughout the month. We won't charge like per lead or click or call for this placement.
Okay.
So the $199.
The thing is, I need to finish building my website, and I'm in the middle of that, so I don't want to, like, start a service until I have that ready, so that's the main thing.
The reason we were reaching out to you is because we have the availability on the first page, and that's really the moneymaker. I mean, you could build a real fancy website, but if it's not getting foot traffic from the right people that are actually looking for what you do, it's not going to do you much good. So that's why she was offering the website too, I believe. But if you already have one, you know, we could use the one that you're developing too, or have this one up and running temporarily until that one's completed. But the benefit's the placement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think the best thing would be is if you, I understand you're going to call and find someone else, but if you could send me information by email, that'd probably be the best.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your email address?
It's testmoldtoday@gmail.com.
testmoldtoday@gmail.com. Yeah, I could send you the email. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, majority of the emails we send out, I mean, they don't really read them. Or by the time they do read them, you know, the spots are already filled. What's holding you back?
Like I said, I just want to get my website done before I start pushing the website out. That's all.
I got you. Well, I mean, we see things that you're doing already online because we're partnered with Google. So, I mean, I know you're doing advertisement already. Why not do Google advertising where you don't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads going other people?
If you don't mind me asking, where do you see me doing stuff? Like, what do you see?
Yeah, if you just look up your phone number online, you have Home Advisors on there. It's by Angie's. Mm-hmm. So it looks like you have two separate listings, but I'm sure you're probably only signed up with one of them.
Possibly.
And then, yeah, and then your phone number, you also need like a name, address, and phone number cleanup because on Google, this phone number is affiliated with a consulting services. It's not even there for Metro Mold Inspections LLC. So you have like discrepancies in your listing, you know, where they're like basically they're going to like suspend any listings online on Google without us actually doing a name, address, and phone number cleanup and getting rid of the other. Because you can't have the same phone number, address, or name, or website even affiliated with two businesses. It causes a discrepancy with the search engine's AI. So, I mean, just the name, address, and phone number audit would probably help you a lot. But there's Home Advisor by Angie's on there, and then there's all these discrepancies with your listings. Like, there's a lot more work that we have to do outside of just putting you on the first page. That's kind of like the layman's way of doing it. But they also see, like, Facebook. You know, and I don't know if you're running Facebook ads, but it does say that you're on Facebook and then MapQuest. It looks like there was a directory submission there. And then there's some stuff popped up on Instagram with the same address that the phone number was affiliated with, but that's called Ghostbusters for some reason. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. There's a lot of different things out there. But we're going, hey, you know, if we clean up these listings, you know, verify Metro Mold Inspections LLC is an actual business for mold inspection. So you'll have that little badge and check mark, lets them know that you're Google verified. And then we put you on the first page for people already actively looking up home inspections or mold inspections in the area or any kind of remediation. You know, that'll really get things going. So I know the idea of spending the $199, it might seem like a lot to you, but if we clear those discrepancies and have you in front of the right people, I mean, the first customer you get from, it's going to offset the cost. And obviously,
yeah,
it's going to continue to consistently bring in clients, so it'll pay for itself without like lead fees or click fees or call fees from some of these other platforms.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, listen, I think, you know, you have a good pitch, and I want, you know, I do want some of these things. I don't want to push my website right now when it's not kind of finished. I think that's ultimately my thing.
Right. Well, that's why we offer the temporary solution. Like, we'll build you a whole new site, like literally buy a different domain, use that as the temporary site. I mean, we could even list you without a website at all and still have you on the first page. It's not a requirement. Like it used to be. I mean, obviously, you know that the consulting services in New York doesn't have a website, but it's still, the Google business profile still pops up if you look up your number. Like, it's not a requirement. The most important thing, though, is the placement. You know, like, again, I can't reiterate it enough. Just building a website and focusing your energy on the website, it's like trying to build a carriage before you even have a horse to pull it or make it any money or anybody to show it to. It's kind of backwards.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me give you my email address.
Okay. I got it. testmoldtoday@gmail.com.
Yeah. I want you to send me an email, just because, like, you know, I am interested, and I will call you back. But I also, if it's possible, you couldn't give me, like, a reference, could you?
Yeah, if you just look up our company, just look up Local Splash. We're in Fountain Valley, California. And that'll give you like...
Local Splash?
Yeah.
Can you send me that in the email? Like, just
yeah,
like
of course.
Everything?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be in there.
And then I may call you back in the next hour or two or three?
Yeah, we're right next to Google in Southern California. We're calling you from the other side of the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Like I said, I'm interested. Yeah. Well, is the 200 your cheapest package, or do you have a cheaper package than that?
Yeah, it is, because if you go on our site, like, I'm sending you the link to everything now, our cheapest package is advertised at $299, and then obviously if we include the site, there's usually like a setup fee, a one-time setup fee for the site, and then we include the hosting in the package. So usually it's $299 with a $299 setup fee is our cheapest package. I got you that package. Actually, it's one level above it, but I removed the setup fee and I reduced the rate down to $199. So this is all sent to your email. Right now. So if you hit refresh, I titled it Generate More Business.
And how much, if I wanted you to do something with my own website, you're not going to do that for free, obviously.
Yeah, I would, actually.
You would.
You just got to give us access to it, and then let us know what you want.
Okay. But I'll be honest with you just for a second. Like, let's say I want you, and I'm not trying to say this one reason or another, but let's say hypothetically I like your service, but, you know, I use it for a month or two and, you know, I'm not happy anymore and I want to just move on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, like, charge me for working on the website backwards or?
No, because you still own the domain.
As long as you're paid for 1 month, you will work with me on the website, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're obviously going to get in there and try to get as many clients as we can. And then at the end of the month, we want to sit down, show you the tracking system and say, hey, you know, before you leave, look at these clients that we brought in for you, you know, and then
right.
We want to retain you. That's our goal. That's what our Google partnership's all about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it is month to month. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. And we always send everything in writing as well.
Uh-huh. And $200 a month, you're saying it is. And, okay. And you'd like get started and, you know, then I'd give you the credentials for the, you know, website, and then I'd need to obviously provide you the content, and you would just do, you know, you would just kind of fill it in.
Yep, it's all super easy. So what we do is, like, I would sign you up, right? And then there would be a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. During that client interview, we'll get access to the domain, and then we'll get a general idea on how you want the site to look. We'll also go over, like, the Google verification, which keywords and services specifically that you want to be listed for, and the service area that you want to target. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you getting calls from people that you don't want to speak with. Okay?
Okay. And, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Okay, and then I was sending you a text. Then there's this email address here where it's, I just kind of typed this one out real quickly. But you send in all your photos, logo, all the content that you want for the site to that email, photos@localsplash.com. That way it doesn't get all pixelated and everything. And then we'll put that content on the site. We start working on everything right away.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm willing to give this a try.
You're going to love it. You won't regret it. And I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's List, then you're going to kill this, because we don't saturate our leads. We just let them call you live off the first page.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to...
For now, go ahead.
I have to create and verify the Google business profile for Metro Mold Inspections LLC, because we have to do that name, address, and phone number cleanup that I talked about, because the other business is popping up with this number. Did you have a different number that you wanted to use for Metro Mold Inspections, or do you want to use like a Google Voice number? I could set that up for you where it'll show like a separate number, but that way there's no discrepancies, but it'll forward to this phone in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
okay.
Let's do that.
Okay, hold on, once, Google Voice, tracking number. Awesome, and then I'll get that done. And then, let me just verify too. When you look up your number, your LinkedIn pops up. So I'm just going to kind of assume last name, T-A-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of Metro Mold Inspections, LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And the street address, is it the same, that 888 8th Avenue, or is there like a different address where I could send the PIN verification? And I could even hide that address if you like, so that way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up there. It's just for us to send you.
Yeah. I'd like the business to show. So, I mean, I have a personal mailing address, but the business is registered in Long Island City. And so I'd like people to think when they find me that the company is based in Long Island City.
Got it. Okay. So are you still doing this consulting services?
Inspection, testing, and consulting, yes. No, I think that's a different business. The consulting is a different company.
Yeah, this is credit counseling, it says. Credit counseling services in New York. It's 888 8th Avenue, New York, New York.
No.
Okay.
Not.
You have a different address than that one?
Right. So I have an address that the company is linked to, and that's in Long Island City.
Okay. Perfect. Let's use that one. It just needs to be one where you could receive this Google PIN verification letter in the mail, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it.
So
I'll tell you, it's a little,
So no, I can't. So we have to use the other address. So the address will be 97-23.
134th Avenue. Okay. Oh, I found it. Jamaica or Rosedale?
Ozone Park.
Ozone Park.
It'll come up as Jamaica, though, so that's fine, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I have the Jamaica one. 11417 is how Google has it, Jamaica, New York.
Okay,
let me update. And then did you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
No, hide it.
Okay, so Jamaica, New York, 11417 will still show on the Google Business profile, though.
Mm-hmm. Hold on just a quick second, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the domain name for Metro Mold Inspections, LLC?
It's metromoldinspections.com.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory. I'm just gonna hyperlink this. They'll still have to get access to it, but I'm gonna make sure that when we submit the Google Business profile that it's already attached to it.
Okay.
Okay. www.metromoldinspections.com. Update. All right, perfect. So I have a business profile created. And then, do you have any kind of license, insurance, business registration for Metro Mold Inspections?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you your Google verification form. You just fill this out. You don't have to do it right now, but as soon as you can, the sooner you do it, the quicker we can get you up and running.
Okay.
Okay. And you're willing to go to all five boroughs, right?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. You go ahead and save. That'd be easy to get you work out here, man. It's a high traffic area.
Mm-hmm.
Save. Okay, we're looking good. I just got to do that name, address, and phone number cleanup. So just to reiterate it again, if we have to like completely like delete that Consulting Services New York Google Business profile, are you okay with that, or is it like out of business?
It's not mine. It's not mine, so I wouldn't care.
But it has your phone number. And
I mean, like, I bought this phone number, so it's probably just the last owners of the number.
Got it. So, yeah, we'd have to do the NAP then. Okay. They must not be in business because they didn't update their Google Business profile. There's no site on it. There's no, like, reviews or anything. So, all right. I'll make sure. We'll just get it deleted.
NAP.
Google Business Profile. New York. 888. 10019. Okay, perfect. Got it. And then client interview. So our client interviews, Ryan, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, just to complete it, or in case the call goes over and you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do the client interview today?
Today?
Or tomorrow. Usually we like it same day. Okay.
Today, 4 p.m.
Okay. I have one slot left for 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
It will be with a separate representative from our company. They'll call you and walk you through it. It is a pretty easy phone call. It's mostly general knowledge information that you'll probably already know off the top of your head, but it just helps us customize and create your campaign. And then I'll send you a calendar invitation, and they'll text you 1 hour before as a heads-up reminder.
Okay.
And it's okay for us to text on this device?
Yes.
On this phone number? Okay, perfect. Save. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's 4563.
4563.
31. Yes. 3100.
3100.
4727.
4727.
2798.
2798. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0629.
0629. And then 3-digit code on the back.
That's 809.
809. Okay. And I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm going to do a voice verification actually as well. So it's like a 60-second recording I'll walk you through here. But just to confirm before I do this, did you get the Google verification form that I sent to you?
I think I did, yes.
Okay. Sometimes it takes a while to go through, so I try to send it off like a little earlier
Google
on.
Google verification.
Yeah.
Those pictures needed for Google verification.
Yep, that's it. And there's a link in there, and it'll take you right to the page. And if you need to take pictures, there's like a little tab in there. You just upload file and snap the picture from your mobile device. So it should be pretty easy.
Okay.
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 And then, all right. And then, all right. So here comes the voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, Ryan, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Metro Mold Inspections, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ryan Tate, CEO.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me, correct?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Ryan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have, Ryan, but what we want to avoid is any kind of discrepancies happening again with like your name, address, phone number, or website. So before you add anything online, just give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything or submitting any like inaccurate information.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when we're building everything from scratch like this, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $199. However, I have you on a pro package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the discounted price of $199. And you'll keep that rate indefinitely. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When it clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. It looks like they're going to send you the Google verification form again. You don't have to fill it out once, but it's automation, so they're going to send it to you again. And then there's a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and that'll help us keep track of your clients. You could also request reviews from your clients through the tracking system. That's a good tool to use where you can actually like send them a little text to leave like a star rating and write a little review for your company. It'll help us gather your reviews and kind of build up the reputation as
okay.
we go. All right. Okay. I try to go as fast as I can. It sounded like you were really busy. You put me on hold twice. So,
okay.
I sent you my direct number and extension. You'll also find it at the bottom of the email that I sent to you earlier that you requested. It's also going to be attached to every text and email that you get moving forward. So if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, you can always contact myself. I'm here from 10 to 7, or you can contact our customer service department, which is 24 hours. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. I'll let you get back to your workday, but remember we have that client interview between 4 and 5. So we'll circle back with you then. We'll get access to the website and walk you through that client interview. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Ryan. You made a good decision, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to make sure that you get taken care of. Just if you have any questions or you feel like you're missing something, don't hesitate to call. Like communication helps a lot.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. All right. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.